Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is RJ Harvey. You're listening to Roster Watch. Roster Watch Nation, welcome back. It's a beautiful Friday in June. It's no longer May. I'm here with the Trash Man. I'm Cody Carpentier. And the last couple of weeks when we've done shows together, the Trash Man and I, we've talked about running backs, receivers, tight ends that can jump into the top 10 this year, maybe in the dynasty, and kind of give you some value. Guys that maybe people aren't thinking about jumping into the top 10 or breaking out in the year of our Lord 2025. Trash Man, before we get to that though, for those that don't know, on the back end of Restream, you can schedule shows. And we haven't been doing many live shows, but we've done a couple where we talk about breaking news. I've had this one stream set up on the back end of Restream. That is Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers for, I don't know, how long has the thing been up? 2 months?
Yeah, I was wondering like why that was still up there. I guess you're just holding out.
So I initially set it up because like there was like a breaking news. We went live. I was like, oh, I'll set this one up because the Rodgers one felt inevitable to the Steelers. I just set up this Restream thing with a graphic and all this shit with Rodgers, and then it just has never ever been touched. And Rodgers, unofficially/officially, I don't think he signed a contract yet, but Rappaport's tweeted about it. Schefter's tweeted about it. Pat McAfee's talked about it. Sounds like Rodgers will be in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks for minicamp before he goes out the summer, and then he'll be back and he'll be a Pittsburgh Steeler for 2025. Right now, I don't know if he goes off to a trip or something, he might change his mind, but right now he's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, I mean, throw out the fanfare, bring out the Oldsmobile, and let's go for a tour around the city through the main streets. Yeah, I don't know. This is about as anticlimactic as you could have imagined for a signing of this nature. I mean, you know, it didn't do much for me initially when I heard about the possible move there, and it still barely moves the needle for me now. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I'm assuming there will be no quarterback competition. And that's something that, you know, the Steelers had to agree to for Aaron Rodgers to sign. But I don't even know if Aaron Rodgers would still be the best quarterback on that team, you know, day one.
I think we have to, I mean, he had 3,900 passing yards last year, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. He was seventh in comeback player of the year award. I think as the season waned last year, we got a couple of games that were respectable. For fantasy football purposes, he finished as QB15 last year. He gave us a 30, a 17, a 26 in the fantasy playoffs. Obviously, that was finally on the heels of creating that, getting that connection to where it felt like every week it was like 20 targets for Davante Adams, and Garrett Wilson was just out there getting swindled. I'll be interested. We saw him obviously working with DK Metcalf a little bit in California maybe a month or so ago. They got Roman Wilson there, Pat Freiermuth, and we'll see about the run game. The last time Aaron Rodgers had less than 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, and exactly 11 interceptions was 2010, though, Trash Man. And that next year, he won the MVP. 42-year-old MVP? Odds?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is no Tom Brady. I'll just say that.
But I mean, he definitely looks into the health side, or the what's the word, the not like hypno, but it's what's the word of like the non-medicinal stuff, like
homeopathic.
Homeopathic. There's the word, like non-traditional, you know, life advancing medicine, treatments, theories. Like Brady's was much more like, hey, I'm just gonna eat this avocado ice cream. Rodgers is more like, hey, I'm probably not gonna eat this avocado ice cream, but I might, you know, I don't know. Go sit under an avocado tree and pray. But Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about it over the course of the next couple of months. It'll be interesting. My instant thought just went to the running backs, because we talked about running backs yesterday and pass protection. And with Caleb Johnson not being the best pass protector, that immediately becomes a kind of siren going off in my head going, uh-oh, because Rodgers famously doesn't like rookie running backs, and especially ones that can't pass protect. So
yeah, I mean, so I guess there's if there's any needle to be moved, it's in their running back position for the Steelers. I guess, you know, this bodes well for Jaylen Warren, who we've hated perennially. And these things are shaping up for him. I guess he's off my do not draft list at this point.
I think that's right. I think taking Warren off the do not draft list is probably right. And then just sitting here waiting, staying Bayesian through the summer and just seeing what happens with that Pittsburgh. I mean, we're going to hear the buzz for Jaylen Warren, so that is what it is. But I'm not sure if he's going to establish some type of Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams trust that Rodgers has had with backs the last decade of his career. But we'll wait and see. Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh Steelers, many things will come to go. But we're going to talk about some guys that can break out or get into the top 10 at the quarterback position. Trashman, I'll let you begin. I got one that I like. Don't love it, but I like it. But I'll let you go first.
I mean, for me, the first guy here is Bo Nix. I mean, it seems to me like he's the obvious child here. He's rookie season in 2024, 316 fantasy points, you know, the fifth most ever by a first year quarterback. I mean, at least, you know, we started recording these kind of numbers for fantasy. And the thing is, we saw him improve over the season, you know, in the second half of the season, 7.4 yards per attempt, 24 passing touchdowns in his final 10 games. He can run the ball. He was fifth in carries for quarterbacks last season. And this offense is just, you know, getting better. They're shoring it up. They're giving me more support in the running game. They're giving me more support in the passing game. They're giving me more options there. So to me, Nix is the obvious choice to ascend into the top 10. You know, he could be a top 5 quarterback.
I like the Bo Nix call there, especially they add a little bit to the run game there. We'll see if J.K. Dobbins signs. I would be interested to see if Denver makes a move in the wide receiver room to potentially, I don't know. They like Sutton and Mims, but it feels like Troy Franklin, I don't know. Feels like they could add another piece in that offense. It could be
I feel like they still haven't figured out if their young receivers are any good or not.
That's kind of where I was going there. Like, they feel like they're in a window. They added Evan Engram, but he can't stay healthy very well. Pat Bryant's a third-round pick from Illinois. It's like, it just feels like outside of Sutton and even Mims to a certain extent, outside of those last couple of games, we like Mims, but it's like, is that a bona fide two? Like, we'll see. I think this is a team that, you know, if they had a strong two with that offensive line, that quarterback, and that run game, like, this could be a team that you're going to have to. Here's the thing. you're going to have to go get another receiver if you're going to take on the Chargers and you're going to take on the Chiefs. You're going to win that division. That's just.
I almost think this would be a perfect spot for Keenan Allen.
Oh gosh, that's honestly inside of Cortland Sutton, kind of like mentoring the Pat Bryants and the Troy Franklins and the Devon Valeys of the world. I guess our guy out in Denver tweeted yesterday. He's like, one takeaway from OTAs. It's Devon Valey season. I'm like, hold up, dog. Devon Valey, like, he can be fine, but I don't know. I don't know if, like, is Devon Valey your number two? Is that going to get you to, you know, are you going to be playing in the AFC Championship with Devon Valey in 2025?
We'll see.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I like the Bo Nix call.
Probably will add some more veteran help. But I think
they should. I think Keenan Allen's a great call. I'll go to the East Coast. I'll go Bryce Young. Bye this last year, 16.5, 23, 13, 14, not great, 27, 17, 36 fantasy points, averaged 14.6 this last year, average over the course of the season. He finishes QB 20 overall in fantasy points. I think when you look at the Carolina Panthers, this is a situation where we've talked about the Teddarrell McMillan thing. We don't love Teddarrell McMillan, the prospect, but in Carolina, a lot of targets should be going the direction of Teddarrell McMillan. You look at what else is in that offense with him. Adam Thielen's a year older. Xavier Leggett's in his second year. If he can stay healthy, that's going to be nice. Jimmy Horn, people are going to learn the name Jimmy Horn. I don't know if Hunter Renfro's got anything left in the tank or not, but Hunter Renfro is now there. And, of course, our guy Jalen Coker. We'll see if Tommy Tremble and Tavian Sanders can take a step forward. With this offensive line, though, in Carolina, they should be able to protect and allow Bryce to take that next step forward. You look at the rest of that quarterback class from 2 years ago, Anthony Richardson dealing with a shoulder injury right now. C.J. Stroud dealing with the shoulder injury right now. Will Levis dealing with a Cam Ward situation right now. This is an offense that where Bryce Young could be the one that, not really a slow long play, but he kind of turned out to be potentially, we'll see what happens. I think Stroud's obviously still better, but he could end up being, you know, I think
Bryce Young makes the top 10, it's because, you know, five other quarterbacks haven't played in the season. Those names you were calling out, if they don't play, maybe Bryce Young can make the top 10.
But like, what do you mean, like what names, the quarterbacks? Richardson, I mean, he's not going to start week one.
The point I'm making is that I don't think it's Bryce Young's ability that would elevate him there necessarily.
I mean, this is a guy, Bryce Young is a guy that we literally watched at Alabama. I know the weaponry was around him, but at Alabama, he went, 4,800 yards, 47 touchdowns. Like, this guy can sling the rock. He's always been able to sling the rock, and he's one of the top-ranked quarterbacks coming out of high school. It's like, I look at the names that finished ahead of him in fantasy points this last year. Again, he had 14.6 fantasy points per game this last year, finished 200 fantasy points overall. These are some names that are ahead of him that I could see fall behind him. All right. Aaron Rodgers, Brock Purdy, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff's ahead of him. He's probably going to stay ahead of him. That offense is changing. He's far enough ahead. I don't know if he'll drop 5 fantasy points per game, but like, there's also names in there like, you know, Brock Purdy. Caleb's probably going to be fine. Stroud's hurt. Matthew Stafford's right there with he added Devonta Adams, but he's right. Just how much did Stafford was at 13.9? He actually averaged a half point less per game than Bryce Young did last year. Young just missed a couple of games.
You know who had more fantasy points per game than Bryce Young? Daniel Jones.
How many games did Daniel Jones play though last year? 10?
10.
10 games?
Yeah, Bryce Young only played 14. I mean, I'm just saying.
I think Bryce is a fine play. I think there's upside. But I also think I'll talk about this guy next. But I think there's other names that can do it ahead of Bryce Young, though. But like I said, I don't love that one. I like it because I think that's an offense that's kind of asleep right now that people aren't like even thinking about, where it's got a good offensive line, just like Denver does. And if Teddarrell McMillan gets his 160, 170 targets, it's like we've seen Bryce – throw for 47 touchdowns and 4,800 yards in college. And if he's got that confidence in year three, there's no reason he can't take a big step forward.
I hope he does. You know, I root for him. It's just...
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's move on.
Who do you got next?
Next, I have Drake May. I mean,
that's the one I was going to go.
The other obvious choice for me. Well, he started 10 games as a rookie, but he averaged 16.4 fantasy points per game, which would have put him in 15 for quarterbacks over the season, over a full season, if he'd done it over a full season. You know, he's a better rusher, perhaps, than Bo Nix. He was ninth in quarterback rushing yards, second in yards per carry, more importantly, in 2024. So I love that. I mean, if you've been a part of Roster Watch Nation for any length of time, you know that I love running backs that can throw touchdowns. And Drake May can certainly run the ball. So his floor is there. You know, it's going to be a run heavy scheme under Mike Vrabel, but adding Stephon Diggs, having Kyle Williams there, some, you know, short intermediary options. I think he can do it. I think he can get the top 10 with his running ability.
That was one of mine. I love it. I love Drake May there. I mean, he's been we'll see what happens with Stephon Diggs, but I trust the Stephon Diggs situation is going to be just fine. Kyle Williams looks good. The tight ends are dependable there. I think in Mike Vrabel's football team, they're not going to ask Drake May to do too much. I think that's going to be what allows him to kind of consistently take that step forward. He finished last year QB 23 overall in total fantasy points.
Taking a step forward will be how he takes a step forward. His rushing ability. I mean, it's just going to raise his floor, and it does. Having a quarterback that can run the ball, it just puts you in the rarefied air in fantasy.
All right, number four, I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, the last 4 years of his career, rookie season QB 29, second year QB 12, third year QB 13, and this past year QB 22. You go back and look at that 2021 draft class, it's pretty putrid from a touchdown to interception perspective. I know not everyone looks at it from that perspective either, but Trevor Lawrence was the first overall pick, 69 touchdowns, 46 picks. Mac Jones, 54 touchdowns, 44 picks. Fields, 45 touchdowns, 31 picks. Davis Mills, 35 touchdowns, 25 picks. And Zach Wilson, now in Miami, 23 touchdowns, 25 picks. So all of these dudes, which was a quarterback class that a lot of people thought was going to be generational, didn't end up being generational. And I do still think, I know Justin Fields is going to be starting in New York this year, and he could be one that we could talk about too here, that, you know, things could go right. I think, you know, I'm not willing to really put my name next to that one right now, but there's people out there that do believe that Fields could rush for 1,000 plus. Trevor Lawrence is a name, though, that I feel better about putting my name next to with Liam Cohen in that offense. They added Travis Hunter. They have a vision now with Gladstone there. Brian Thomas obviously took a big step last year, could take another step this year with weaponry around him. I like Parker Washington. I like Brenton Strange. I don't care what happens at running back, whether it's Tank and Etienne or it's Spatial Tootin, whatever they do, I think it'll be just fine in Jacksonville. I think Trevor Lawrence can take that step back. Again, he was QB 12 and 13 just a couple of years ago. I think he can get back up to that 17, 18 fantasy points per game kind of territory. And you talk about rushing. I mean, he's been able to run the football the last couple of years. 2 touchdowns, 5, 4, and 3 rushing on the ground. Almost 350 yards in 2 of his 4 seasons. So I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence here in his age 25 season down in Jacksonville. I don't know if they can win 10 games, but I think he can potentially get up to that top 10 conversation if Travis Hunter plays enough offensive football next to Brian Thomas.
I mean, I think they could win 10 games in that division. For me, my next guy, maybe my last guy, Kyler Murray of the Cardinals. You know, stayed healthy last season. First full season under Jonathan Gannon and Drew Petzing. We're hoping that Marvin Harrison Jr. takes a step this season. He has Trey McBride already. And the thing is, just like these other quarterbacks I've talked about, Murray's a dual threat. Dual threat quarterbacks, I think, always have a leg up on the others on reaching the top 10. The last full season that Kyler Murray had before 2024, he was number 3, quarterback 3 on the season. So another season in this offense, another healthy season, with options that with young receiving options that are getting better, hopefully, I think that sets Kyler Murray to be a top 10 quarterback this season, back to where he should be.
I think that means Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably a good buy.
I mean, it depends on where you have to take him. I mean, I'm not reaching for Marvin Harrison. I'll say that much.
All right. I got one more. So I think you said, was that your last one?
Yeah.
Okay. I got one more. I think Jordan Love's interesting, but that's not where I'm going to go. I think this could be a real opportunity for Caleb to take that step forward. We talked about the weaponry in Chicago. Just to throw some names out there. I think are in interesting spots that were top 20 guys this last year that can do something. But this guy is going to be one that – didn't get a lot of opportunities last year. Really didn't get much of anything as far as opportunities go last year. He threw 105 footballs, had 775 passing yards. He had a rushing touchdown. He had 3 passing touchdowns. I don't remember if you love him or not, but this is a quarterback that had 550 passing attempts each of the last 2 seasons in college. 4,600 yards, 4,900 yards, 31 touchdowns, 8 picks, 36 touchdowns, 11 picks. Won the Maxwell Award in college. He's got weaponry around him. I mean, this is an offense that we talked about.
Your hometown boy?
We talked about this guy a year ago, and it was like – not this guy. We talked about this guy's team and the situation a year ago, saying, you know, the quarterback that's here – is getting enough work. The quarterback that's here is a guy that in fantasy football has been able to feed families for the last couple of years and throw for 3,500 yards, throw for 4,000 yards in his respective seasons. The quarterback I'm talking about is one that is throwing the football to Drake London and Kyle Pitts. It's Michael Penix. Are we all in on Michael Penix this year, Trash Man, or is there an opportunity for him to – I mean, this is a guy that
– I thought you were going to talk about your boy in Minnesota, but – I mean, no, I like Penix. I think Drake London can be a top 5 receiver. I talked about that in our receiver edition of this. So, you know, by association, I mean, direct correlation, positive correlation, it's got to mean good things for Michael Penix.
All right, here's the question. We'll go out right here. ADP right now, 158 overall. 201 on Draft Wizard, 144 on Underdog, 180 on ESPN. 2 spots ahead of this other guy. 158, Bryce Young's 160, both sandwiched by Xavier Leggett and Kyle Williams up in New England. You get one choice in the late rounds of 2025 fantasy football leagues. One choice, Trashman. You got to pick one of these guys because you got swindled at quarterback throughout your draft. Bryce Young or Michael Penix?
Oh, Michael Penix, all day.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.